Practice Book, Module C, Unit 9, Exercise 23. Listen to six people talking about their favourite teachers.
My favourite teacher was my maths teacher. He was one of the goofiest people I ever knew, but incredibly nice. And you could really tell he cared about the subject and all of his students. His class was always the best. I felt most comfortable in the environment he set up, and it was fun every day. I had hated maths up until that point, but he taught me to love it. He was always so clear in his explanations.
Believe it or not, my favourite teacher was named Mr. Yell. He taught 7th and 8th grade maths, science and music, sometimes moonlighting as a jazz pianist. He spoke to us at eye level and had infinite patience and tolerance for anything, except unkindness. I remember our lessons on meteorology. We built a weather station and on human anatomy. By the way, he didn't shout.
My best teacher was my high school social studies and history teacher, Thomas Ladenburg. He was respectful of us as pupils. He knew how to listen. His class was never boring because it was discussion-based, and when we got to class, we always knew what to expect. He shared his own learning experiences with us as well.
The best teacher I ever had was my high school English teacher in the US, because he knew exactly how to appreciate and, yes, utilize our natural initiative and enthusiasm. With his blessing, we turned vocabulary learning into a weekly exchange of witticisms and laughter as we wrote our stories about each other, inventing all kinds of tall tales.
She was of medium height, with a very friendly face, conservatively dressed, and a Presbyterian from Scotland. My favourite teacher taught history. She taught history because she loved it and she made us love it. She encouraged us to read historical novels, which I like to this day. I didn't really like school. She made it bearable. When she left to head a school in Australia, I really missed her.
Gail Anderson was my grade 9 English teacher. She was one of those hippie types, but she treated us with respect and cared about each one of us. She took the time to really teach us literature and how to write. I will always remember how she would write meaningful comments and suggestions for writing, organising and presenting better work. She made a difference in our lives. She shaped our destiny and gave us confidence.